1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Wednesday, May 10th, and City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma joins us this morning. Martin, it's good to see you. Let's talk about the jersey or the sweater that you are wearing today.
I have a jersey on, as we talked about just briefly. Good morning, Jamie. Last night, I was at the junior game last night, the Warriors game. As you said so aptly, we didn't get the result we wanted. But certainly not to take away from all the successes this year. We were entertained this year in Stratford with the Fighting Irish and the Junior B Warriors as well. Just an exceptional year to go all the way to Game 7 of the Southern Cup. So a big shout out last night. I mentioned this in the wrap up with Casey Kenny to the entire organization and to the young man that represented us in the Warriors uniform. So some will be moving on next year to post-secondary. Many will be returning. A shout out to the goaltender, stood on his head even with a 4-0 game. But a shout out to the winners, Leamington. Well deserved of the victory. So I'm here with my jersey just to acknowledge the great work of that organization and the athletes.
You bet. Hats off to the Stratford Warriors. What a stellar season. Well, okay, Martin, we've got lots to talk about. We've got the Business Excellence Awards. The gala was held just recently.
Oh, yes. And once again, not to beat something that's been said many times, but thank you, Shetty, Shannon, and Eddie for the great work. An amazing sold-out event. And, it's not only those people that were nominated or those agencies or organizations or businesses that were nominated and the winners. And certainly a big shout out to Don McDougall, to win the Business Person of the Year award. But to all industries, agencies in Stratford and area, they do more than just add to the economic activity. They float the boat with so many social events and supporting so many agencies to elevate the lives of so many in our community. So congratulations to the winners, to the nominees, but to all businesses, industry that support economic but also social economic activities in Stratford.
It was a very successful night for sure. And another successful night was the Stratford Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts. I was there emceeing, and you were there, Martin, on behalf of the city.
Wow, the stars of the festival. And nothing could capture that evening better than the stars of the festival. Those from adults, seniors, to the choirs, their choir, right down to the fiddle player, the violin player. My goodness.
And
virtual and in person, from Timmins to Indonesia to Stratford. So a great evening. And as I acknowledged that night, we as a city support through grant dollars many activities, and certainly the Kiwanis Festival is one. Our total amount that was in our grant purse this year was $471,000, and grant applications come in, and as a result, we have successful candidates with regards to the applications. We had 30 this year, and they range from $162,000 supporting an organization like the hospice to $500, and everything in between. So, and that's what I mentioned at the festival, Kiwanis Festival, Music Festival, that we were proud to support them and many events in town that probably couldn't happen on a yearly basis without the city support.
And again, thank you with the City of Stratford, with Stratford Winterfest. I talk about great community events and great happenings. I know we don't want to talk about winter on a summer's day, but what an event.
Well said. And it's not only for for our tourists, which is a plus for everyone, but also it's for our local residents, providing opportunities for people to get out and be part of the community together.
Exactly. Well said. Okay, big topic now is attainable housing project. This is a big, big topic, Martin. Close to your heart, too. Close to your heart.
Absolutely. The idea here is us shaping housing to the needs of what we what we need in Stratford. And my congratulations to, this is a partnership with Joni Gerber at Invest Stratford, the Caroline Baker with the Baker Planning Group as a consultant, Stantec Engineering, the City of Stratford with Kim McElroy. The idea of coming together and support with grant dollars from the province to come up with something that we believe can serve the needs of not only the people that lived in Stratford with regards to housing struggles, and it's mostly smaller housing, what I call the first-time buyers or end buyers, people mm-hmm. that don't want to go into a retirement home but want to downsize. And so, you know, I come back to my visits, and I believe I'm out on one today, maybe FIO today, I can't remember. But in industry, it's amazing. So housing for people that are here is so important, mm-hmm. but the people that work here but have to commute sometimes an hour. And as I mentioned, maybe the last time I was here, 40 to 60% of individuals working in industry in Stratford commute from out of town. And those mums and dads, those individuals would like to live in Stratford, provided there's attainable, affordable housing that is here. And that's the goal of this project, the Attainable Housing Project. I will mention, so I don't forget, please, if you're not really up to date on it, go online to Engage Stratford. The information is there. Your concerns can be addressed there. But an amazing project. And I thank those individuals, those partners, for what they've brought to council the other night.
And then there's the other issue, certainly, of homelessness. I mean, that's also part of this whole equation.
Yeah, somebody asked me, what are the things that keep me up at night in the city of Stratford? And certainly the housing, and that housing is on that continuum. Mm-hmm. Housing for a senior that wants to downsize right to the individuals that are in our encampments. And individuals that are our highest acuity in our, you know, the individuals that are not only homeless, but suffer from mental health challenges, from addictions. And that's the piece that, you know, I really struggle with that are we doing enough as a community? And certainly, once again, a tip of the cap to Kim McElroy on our social services department for their outreach daily. And that outreach involves all of our sectors across Stratford, right from transit right through to social services. And also, I wanted to mention the Rapid Housing Initiative. The city has, through Kim McElroy's leadership, made their third application. It's a federal application for housing support, wraparound support, providing all those support, not only a roof over the heads of individuals, but that support to help those individuals, you know, stay housed once they're in the house. Mm. You know, it's a natural extension of what we're doing at the Connection Center and the outreach, getting people prepared to be in housing. Some of them have been living rough in encampments, maybe couch surfing for years, mm-hmm. and we're trying to get them ready.
Okay, let's wrap things up with some special shout-outs. Let's do a shout-out to Izzy the Bookworm. We chatted with Izzy and her mom, Lindsay. Boy, what a successful fundraising campaign for the MS.
Gee whiz, I struggle reading a book a month, and that young lady has read 500 books. Yeah. They were in the office yesterday. Izzy and her mom, Lindsay, were in the office yesterday, and she's raised a total of $7,000 for MS, so a huge congratulations to Izzy, and I'm certainly believe that Mr. Stanley in Bedford are very proud of her achievements, for sure.
And we got the MS Walk coming up at the end of the month, May 28th, so we look forward to that. And details, of course, with mystratfordnow.com. Another shout out and congratulations to the new CEO of the Stratford Public Library. Big news today.
Yes, Krista Robinson, congratulations. She's been a leader in that building for years under a different title, but certainly will continue doing an amazing job. That always amazes me, what kind of service can come from a small footprint like our Stratford, a Carnegie Library. Yeah. I almost sounded like Keith Colton there for a moment, but a Carnegie Library that's limited in space, but the service is above and beyond.
Oh, absolutely.
With regards to that location. So congratulations, Krista.
You bet. And again, just wrapping things up with some events coming up. There is a big spring celebration meal dinner with the Culinary Club with Stratford District Secondary School.
Yes, I was in and had a photo taken with Andrew Maver. Certainly a shout out to that, some old stomping grounds of myself. I'm going to take part in that meal coming up next Monday. I believe it's May the 15th, but looking forward to that as well. And I don't want to leave this morning without mentioning we have weather that's coming and we have a celebration that's coming to Stratford. A reminder for individuals to go to our website, city website, and learn about all the activities that's going on with the Canada Day celebrations. Yeah. And that's always a great celebration, a community celebration.
It's going to be huge. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Thanks so much, Martin.
Oh, Jamie, thank you again. And big shout out to mums as we approach Mother's Day.
Mother's Day and McHappy Day today.
Yes.
So much going on. It's awesome. It's great.
Thank you, Jamie.